Ladies and gentlemen, and all ships at sea, it is time for Minds Over Matter, the Christmas Eve edition. Good evening, I'm Kevin Vance. Dana Rodriguez is here. The rest of the gang is taking Christmas Eve off, but Dana promises to bring you an hour of music that he hopes you'll get a big kick out of. Stay with us for Minds Over Matter.
Wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your master of ceremonies, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. This is a slightly unusual Minds Over Matter. It's Christmas Eve, so we are pre-taping a show for you out there. I'm giving the panelists a night off, so I'm going to bring you, hopefully, some music that you love from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. All right, let's start with our first selection, which is a Noel Coward song from 1932. It's a bit of a tribute to Alan Farley. And that is The Younger Generation. This is played by Ray Noble and his orchestra, probably the finest dance band in England at the time. His vocalist is Al Boley. It's from a show originally called Words and Music that starred Sir John Mills and also included the song Mad About the Boy. So again, this is The Younger Generation, Ray Noble and his orchestra from 1932.
The tune, you'd sober soon. That is the natural law. There's a younger generation knock, knock, knocking at the door. Why sit and fret, vainly regret things that have gone before? There's a younger generation knock, knock, knocking at the door. Though the world is well lost for love, dream, there's wisdom above dreams to compensate mothers and wives. When the joys of youth have passed them, this should last them all their lives. I've had my fun, all that is done, why should I sigh for more? There's a younger generation knock, knock, knocking at the door.
The door. That was Al Bowie with Ray Noble and his orchestra from 1932 doing The Younger Generation, a Noel Coward song from the show Words and Music. Next, we have Judy Holliday, the great Judy Holliday, the wonderful comedian. She's going to do two songs from her show Bells Are Ringing, which was produced on Broadway in 1956. Both songs will be very familiar to you, I'm sure, because they both became standards. The first is Just in Time, and the second is The Party's Over. They're both by Julie Stein did the music, and Betty Comden and Adolph Green did the lyrics. On Just in Time, she's going to be doing the song with Sidney Chaplin. Now, Sidney Chaplin, in case you didn't know, is Charles Chaplin's son. And he was on Broadway in many shows over the course of the 50s and the 60s. The Party's Over, of course, became a great standard, and Doris Day had the number one version, but the version we're going to be playing is right from the cast album, from Bells Are Ringing from 1956.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day.
From the 1956 cast recording of Bells Are Ringing, we had Just in Time with Judy Holliday and Sidney Chaplin. Now we will have The Party's Over from the same show with Judy Holliday.
He's in love with Millicent Scott, a girl who doesn't exist. He's in love with someone you're not. And so remember, it was never you he kissed. The party's over. It's time to call it a day. No matter how you pretend, you knew it would end this way. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You've danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right, just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over.
That was from the cast album of the 1956 Broadway show Bells Are Ringing, later made into a film. That was Judy Holliday singing The Party's Over by Julie Stein and lyrics by Comden and Green. Next, we have Bing Crosby from 1932. He's going to be singing I've Got the World on a String, which is the well-known standard that written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. He's going to be singing with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. That's Tommy and Jimmy when they had the orchestra together before they split up. And the song was originally written for the Cotton Club Review. As a matter of fact, the first of the Cotton Club Reviews. Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler both wrote for several of them. But this became a standard and a big hit for the Cotton Club. So let's hear this. I've Got the World on a String, Bing Crosby with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra.
Merry month of May, sunny skies of blue. Clouds have rolled away and the sun peeps through. May express happiness. Joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got the song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the strings. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Oh, what a world, what a life, I'm in love. Lucky me, can't you see that I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
It was Bing Crosby doing a Harold Arlen Ted Kohler song from 1932. I've got the world on a string. And that's the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra backing him up. Next, we have two songs by Connie Boswell. Connie Boswell will certainly be relatively well known to you out there who enjoy the music of this era. She started with her sisters. Of course, they were known as the Boswell Sisters. After the group split up and the other two sisters got married and wanted to retire, Connie went on to have a very successful solo career for several decades. And she recorded for Decca for many years after Brunswick. And she's going to be doing two songs here. One is Look for the Silver Lining, which is the famous standard from Sally, the Broadway show that starred Marilyn Miller. And that song is by Jerome Kern and B.D. DeSilva, better known as Buddy DeSilva, later of DeSilva, Brown and Henderson. And strangely enough, the song was the basis for the anthem Look for the Union Label. They used the same basic tune, so you may recognize it for that. After that, you will hear Connie singing Remember, the Irving Berlin standard. He wrote that in 1925, though this recording is from 1938, also from a Decca record. And again, this is Connie Boswell, Look for the Silver Lining, and then doing Remember, the Irving Berlin song. Here we go.
The silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try the sunny side of life. Joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. sunny side of one. One little kiss, a moment of bliss, then hours of deep regret. One little smile, and after a while, a longing to forget. One little heartache, left as a token. One little plaything, carelessly broken. Remember the night you said, I love you. Remember you vowed by all the stars above you. Remember we found a lonely spot, and after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to remember. Remember the night you said, I love you. Remember. Remember you vowed by stars above you. Remember we found a lonely little spot, and after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you'd forget me not, but you
was New Orleans' own Connie Boswell, a late of the Boswell sisters, and she did two songs for you, Look for the Silver Lining, Jerome Kern and Buddy DeSilva, and then Remember, the Irving Berlin song. These were both recorded in 1938, I believe. Next, we have Fred Astaire. These are from the soundtracks of these various movies. The first is A Foggy Day. You probably heard of this song before. It's George and Ira Gershwin. It was written originally for the RKO film Damsel in Distress, A Foggy Day in London Town, it's also known as. This is from 1937. Then we have They Can't Take That Away From Me, also by George and Ira Gershwin, from 1937. Written for the Astaire Rogers film Shall We Dance. See, again, these are both from the soundtracks. And They Can't Take That Away From Me is the only song that Astaire performed twice in films. Once in 1937 for Shall We Dance, and then once in 1949 for the Barclays of Broadway. He did it again because he always felt he didn't do the song justice in 1937 because there was no dance that went with it. It was just a simple song sung as a ballad. So again, we have A Foggy Day from Damsel in Distress, 1937, and then They Can't Take That Away From Me from 1937, also from Shall We Dance. This is Fred Astaire.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. a foggy day in London town had me low and had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere. This thing last, but the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
I didn't know getting married was so depressing. I'm sorry now I asked you.
Oh, that's all right. I'll get over it.
Oh, of course.
Our romance won't end on a sorrowful note. Though by tomorrow you're gone, the song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress, but though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. Oh no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love, but I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away.
That was Fred Astaire from Shall We Dance from 1937, the soundtrack, doing They Can't Take That Away From Me. There's a slight in-joke in there of singing off-key. It's part of the lyrics of the song, and they were referring to Ginger Rogers, who always managed to sing off-key. Before that, we had A Foggy Day from the soundtrack of the RKO film Damsel in Distress from 1937. And, of course, that was Fred Astaire also. Next, we have Teddy Wilson and his orchestra from 1937. And they're going to do a song from the big broadcast of 1937 that was performed by Benny Goodman. And his orchestra is going to be doing Here's Love in Your Eye. And it's by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger. And the vocalist is Helen Ward. Benny Goodman is actually playing on this record which he shouldn't have been because he was under contract to Victor and Teddy Wilson was at Brunswick, but I think he snuck in and played clarinet in the background there. You could easily recognize him. So again, this is a song from the big broadcast of 1937. Here's Love in Your Eye, and this is Helen Ward with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. That was Helen Ward with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra from doing a song from the big broadcast of 1937 called Here's Love in Your Eye by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger. And that was Benny Goodman in the background on clarinet and Lionel Hampton on the vibes. Next, we have the awesomely talented Paul Robeson, scholar, athlete, great recording artist, political activist. Anyway, so he's going to do a couple of songs for us here. The first is Lonesome Road, and that is by Nat Shilkret and Gene Austin. Now, this song is about as Tin Pan Alley as you get, but it's written like a folk song, really, or almost a spiritual in a sense. And it was, I believe it was performed in churches from time to time as well, but it's a Tin Pan Alley song, but it'll sound like a spiritual to you. So again, that's Lonesome Road by Nat Shilkret and Gene Austin. And next we have River Stay Away From My Door. Again, a Tin Pan Alley song. If ever I heard, Harry Woods, who wrote the song, is a Tin Pan Alley guy. But again, it sounds like a folk song. So you be the judge of this. So first we have Lonesome Road and then River Stay Away From My Door, and both sung by the great Paul Robeson. Mm-hmm.
look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, look up, and seek your Maker, for Gabriel blows his horn. Weary, torn, such a load, trudging down that lonesome road. Look down, look down that lonesome road before you travel on. True love, what have I done that you should treat me so? You caused me to walk and talk like I never done before. Weary, torn, such a load, treading down that lonesome road. Look down, look down that lonesome road before you travel on. You're just a lonely little river, but I have heard somebody say that someday you may sweep my home away. So roll along, you lonely river, and find your way out to the sea. I don't bother you. Don't you bother me. You'll keep going your way. I'll keep going my way. River, stay away from my door. I just got a cabin. My cabin. bed and my fire. That's all I own. I ain't breaking your heart. Don't stop breaking my heart. River, stay away from my door.
That was Paul Robeson doing the 1931 Harry Woods song, River, Stay Away From My Door. Before that, we had Robeson doing Lonesome Road by Nat Shilkret and Gene Austin. Next, we have Carroll Gibbons and his orchestra. Carroll Gibbons is one of the most popular dance orchestras in Great Britain. And indeed, he was the favorite dance orchestra of King George VI and always played at parties at Buckingham Palace. His band was in residence at the Savoy Hotel. He had a long career there, and actually he was from Maryland. He happened to be an American who moved to Great Britain and had founded a band. He's going to be doing a song called The Moon Got in My Eyes by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnston. Now, this song is from a Bing Crosby film called Double or Nothing, although singing it here, is a woman named Ann Lenner, who was Carroll Gibbons' usual vocalist. So again, the song is The Moon Got in My Eyes from 1937, Carroll Gibbons and his orchestra with Ann Lenner on the vocal.
Suddenly appeared. You smiled and I was taken by surprise. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes. I was so thrilled by the love you volunteered. I gave my heart without a compromise. I guess you don't remember, do you, when the moon got in my eyes. I thought a kingdom was in sight that I would have the right to claim. But with the morning's early light, I didn't have a dream to my name. You know the same that all who love are blind. It seems that ancient adage still applies. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my
That was Ann Lenner with Carroll Gibbons and his Savoy Hotel Orchestra doing The Moon Got in My Eyes from the 1937 film Double or Nothing. The song is by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnston. Next, we have Judy Garland. Certainly needs no introduction. She has one of the great voices of the century. She's going to be doing a song from the soundtrack of the 1943 film Girl Crazy, the well-known standard, but not for me. The song was originally written in 1930 for the Broadway show Girl Crazy, and the Girl Crazy was made into a film in 1932 and then again in 1943, and this is the version we're going to be hearing. So again, this is Judy Garland from the soundtrack of the 1943 film Girl Crazy, doing But Not For Me.
Sunshine, listen you, never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. Also, like a day, although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for.
That was Judy Garland from the soundtrack of the 1943 film Girl Crazy, doing the Gershwin standard, But Not For Me. Next, we have Carroll Gibbons again. He's going to be performing a song with Eric Whitley as the vocalist from the George White Scandals of 1939. As a matter of fact, it was the last George White Scandals. And the song is Are You Having Any Fun?
Thank you. find what you're getting out of living. What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laugh? Are you getting any loving? If other people do, so can you have a little fun? After the honey's in the comb, little bees go out and play. Even the old gray mare down home has got to go, hey, hey, better have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever before you're old and gray. Still okay, have your little fun, son. Have your little fun.
That was Eric Whitley doing the vocal with Carol Gibbons and his orchestra from 1939, doing Are You Having Any Fun from George White's Scandals of 1939. We're going to end tonight with a song by Billy Strayhorn, I think one of the loveliest songs he ever wrote. This recording is from 1959. I take it back. The song was written in 1959. The recording is actually only about 10 years old. The pianist is Fred Hirsch. The song is called Lotus Blossom. It was one of his, as I said, one of his loveliest compositions. Duke Ellington loved the song so much that he made it the sign-off song for his band, and it was even played at Duke Ellington's funeral. So again, this is Billy Strayhorn's song Lotus Blossom, played by pianist Fred Hirsch. The song was written in 1959. Thank you. That was pianist Fred Hirsch from the album called Fred Hirsch, and he's performing a song called Lotus Blossom by Billy Strayhorn. The song was written in 1959. The recording is only a few years old. So that's our last song for tonight. I just wanted to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And if you have any comments or questions about the show, you can always reach me by going to mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. That's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. I wish you all a happy holiday, and hopefully you will join us on New Year's Eve for our next music show.
It's Frank, it's gotta be this or that.